Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Hey of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learn about today include Pirayin Minichse Yisaimim. Creditors, including widows, who claim their ksuba, must swear to their claims before they collect from an estate. However, Nimnu Milashbiya, the Chacham stopped administering such oaths to Almanas. It is a machlekes whether this applies only Bebezdin or even Chutz LeBezdin, to oaths made outside of court as well. Perhaps Bezdin would not administer an oath in Bezdin, which is Midaraisa, because such an oath is made while holding a Sefer Torah and using the Shem Hashem, and its violation carries a severe penalty. However, Bezdin would administer a simple oath uttered outside of Bezdin, which is Midrabanan, and subject only to a relatively minor curse. The Gemara also differentiates between Amana and Grusha, and that a divorcee may swear and collect her ksuba. Nederes Liyasayimim. In place of this oath, Rabbi Gamliel instituted that the widow should accept a difficult vow conditional on her having benefited from her ksuba. The Gemara brings a machlekes whether this applies only if loy nisus, the widow has not yet remarried. Otherwise, we suspect that her husband will revoke the vow. The Gemara discusses several halachas regarding a chacham annulling vows, including neder shehud berabim, a vow made publicly in front of 10 people, neder al das rabim, a vow made subject to the public's approval, and tzarech lifrat ha-neder, whether the chacham must be told the circumstances surrounding the vow's acceptance.